The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released more information on a hiker that was located on the Lost Coast Trail in critical condition on June 25th, suffering from unknown injuries. However, today they announced that the hiker may have been attacked. According to a press release that was issued this Wednesday afternoon, quote, on 6/25/2024 at about 12 p.m., Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to Jared Phelps Hospital in Garberville for a possible assault victim. Upon arrival, the investigating deputy made contact with a 34-year-old male who had sustained laceration-type injuries to his arms and upper body. The injured party had been located on the Lost Coast Trail near Petrolia by a group of hikers who had summoned assistance. Due to the remote location, the subject was airlifted to the hospital for treatment. Through interviews with the subject, he informed deputies that he believed he had been assaulted by an unknown person, but had no recollection of how his injuries were sustained. While this case is under investigation, there has been no information obtained thus far that would indicate any ongoing risk to the public in this area. Anyone with information about this case or related criminal activity is encouraged to call the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office at 707-445-7251, end quote. For more background on this case, we spoke with Josie Brown, the founder and director of Lost Coast Camp in Petrolia, whose team located and rescued the hiker.
It was a life-saving moment for sure.
Brown explained that the Lost Coast Camp counselors were on a teen leadership backpacking trip on the Lost Coast when they discovered the injured hiker and began life-saving efforts.
At 6 a.m., we departed camp and I took my group out to the trailhead, which is right at Matole Beach. And then the other group went all the way around to Shelter Cove with the intention that the groups meet in the middle, exchange keys, and then come back to camp 4 days late, at the end of 4 days. So the group that was heading south, led by Jack Davis and Solomon Ryman. Solomon's from the Arcata area, and Jack from San Diego. With their campers, they headed out on the trailets. As they hiked, when they went around the corner of Windy Point, almost at Four Mile Creek, Jack, who was in the lead, saw a man laying in the middle of the trail, wet and bleeding and in a high state of hypothermia. This was about 8:30 in the morning.
Luckily for the patient, the camp counselors both had wilderness medicine training.
Right away, Jack walked up to him and introduced himself and said that he was able to give some help to the man, and the man had no idea what had happened to him, and he was barely focused on his surroundings. So they put him in one of the camper's sleeping bags, and Jack and Solomon took care of his wounds while the campers stood back and observed, with feeling pretty peaceful because they'd been experienced, had that training. And then we require our counselors to have this wilderness medicine certification, but also they always travel with a satellite phone. The phone is actually a small radio that they set out an emergency signal right away, 911-ish, and that activated a response for a helicopter to come.
The Coast Guard arrived within an hour of sending the distress signal and carried the patient to Gerald Phelps Hospital in Garberville. Brown stated that earlier this Wednesday, members of the backpacking trip spoke to the patient, who was expected to make a full recovery.
Today was a wonderful day because I think it was NBC Nightly News. They did an interview with one of our hikers, one of our campers, and one of the trip leaders, along with the person who was injured, and they got a chance to meet. Yes, it was on the screen, but he expressed, like, immense gratitude for the care he'd been given. And it was a great relief for our people to see somebody who had come out of this injury and was feeling so healthy and grateful to us.
As reported by the sheriff's office, the man believed he had been assaulted by an unknown person, but had no memory of how his injuries were sustained.
Cuts all over him, and he, at that moment, he was not able to say what happened, which a lot of times is the condition when you're in shock. We don't know what happened to him, you know, and I think more will come out. I think it's still under investigation. One of my actual director spoke with him on the phone, and he did say he had been attacked, and she felt like it was a pretty credible statement. Of course, you know, we really don't know.
In closing, she stated that the Lost Coast Camp has a fundraiser on their webpage where they are raising funds to offer scholarships for low-income youth and continue to train their counselors so they can be equipped with life-saving knowledge.
Always struggling to get our financial needs met. And I think on our website we've put up a GoFundMe page to assure that we're able to continue to provide training to our staff. And some of that training is quite expensive. I believe the wilderness first aid class can be like $400. And then the wilderness first responder closer to $1,000. So we're always looking to raise funds for training our staff to make them be the best people we want to have.
Their website is lostcoastcamp.org. And again, anyone with information about this case can contact the Sheriff's Office Anonymous Crime Tip Line at 707-268-2539.